Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Great to be with you today. We're continuing on in Matthew chapter 5. Today, we're going to look at verses 31 and 32. Those verses say, "It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, makes her an adulteress, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." So today, in today's passage, Jesus transitions from adultery, what adultery is, into divorce, and they kind of piggyback on each other in a way. So in the sacrament, so God created marriage from the beginning to be indissoluble. But divorce was permitted in the law, specifically in because of Israel's sinfulness in Deuteronomy 24, verses 1 through 4. So it was allowed in the old covenant because of Israel's sinfulness. In the new covenant, Jesus is going back to the way it was meant to be, a union that is indissoluble and only ends upon death. Jesus makes that point very clear. Now, what's interesting is Matthew writes, he gives an exception here. "But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity." In the four Gospels, Matthew is the only one that lists this. And it's very interesting. Some think it refers to adultery. I argue a little differently. I say it argues against marriages that were against the law, like a father and his daughter, or in those times, a Jew and a Gentile. Those were unlawful under the old covenant. And so divorce was, since they weren't really marriages in the first place recognized by the law, the divorce was okay to grant. So marriage is indissoluble. It's a sacrament. So when a baptized man and a baptized woman are married and marriage is consummated, it can't be dissolved unless it's by death. So thank you very much for joining me today. Have a great day. And we're moving right along in Matthew chapter 5. We only have a couple more days before we get to chapter 6. So thanks for joining me every day. God bless you.